When did teachers become privy to idle adolescent gossip?
That would be when everyone is putting everything up on Facebook. I don't know what your generation's fascination is with documenting your every thought, but I can assure you they're not all diamonds.
Saving our best thoughts for radio, this is The Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM.
Roman is having an okay day and bought a Coke Zero at the gas station. Who gives a rat's ass?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Good evening.
I'm rising up like the morning sun. Had to burn some bridges, yeah. But now I feel no one.
Had to cut some ties. Had to make some sacrifices. Had to fix my life. Had to make my paradise.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Hockey Show here on 101.5 UMFM, Canada's only campus-produced radio show that strictly talks hockey. Glad to have everybody with us tonight. Lots going on in our studio tonight. I am Teeves. With me, as always, Jason to my left. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing pretty good.
How's everything going this week?
It's been a pretty quiet week.
Yeah?
Honestly.
Yeah. I mean, the cold weather doesn't help, but
exactly.
I mean, for the first time ever, we've had a turn of weather, it seems. So.
Yeah, I was in the office on Tuesday, and once again, nobody there.
Oh, there you go. That's always nice. Everybody working from home, eh?
Exactly.
All right, there you go. Kicking it off tonight with a little fun collaboration between Nick Hansen and Baker Matt called Higher. It's all about escalators, apparently.
That's an interesting choice.
I didn't pick the topic, so whatever. I just thought the song was kind of fun, but whatever.
That would make sense.
It was released five months ago. Baker Matt, better known as Ludwig Flutert. He's a Dutch music producer and DJ. Got to start when he took a semester off school in 2012 at age 20. Spent 2 months dancing, making music, and went and did stand-up comedy until he figured out what he was really good at, which was making music, apparently.
Making music about escalators.
About escalators, apparently. But that's what he loved doing most. His first major hit, Vandag, consisted of an integrated sample of I Have a Dream, the speech by Martin Luther King Jr., and it picked up steam as it charted as a single in the Netherlands, Belgium, France, and the UK between 2012 and 2013. Hold on. The 2014 re-release of the single by Sony Music saw it go platinum in Germany, France, the UK, Netherlands, Austria, Belgium, Denmark, and Switzerland. So if you want to find out how to make music,
that is such a weird choice.
That hey, I'm not one to criticize a guy who fell into the luckiest seemingly music career of anybody's life, but whatever.
I guess so.
So there's a little fun as we get you set up with Higher, and we're gonna look a little higher here today because we got a lot of faces in the room today for the first time in a long time. Not too many times we can have guests in, but we're happy to have these three in because they are going to be the hosts. Well, some of the hosts anyway of next week's major event here in the city, known as the Female World Sports School Challenge. We're glad to have them along. We're gonna start. We'll go around the room, sort of left to right, from my left to your right, or to my left to my right, whatever, as we get everybody set. So let's start with name, with our most left-handed, most left-hand person over here. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Addison Cartouche.
Okay, next.
My name is Kiara Wilson.
Okay.
And my name is Quinn Sutherland.
Okay, so we got Addison, Kiara, and Quinn as we get things going. Who wants to go first in terms of meeting the kids here?
I can go.
Okay, Addison's going to go first, so there we go. Addison, you're playing the role of alternate captain this year, is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
How's life as wearing the letter anyway?
You know what, it's fun. It's nice being able to be one of those leaders on the team, but with or without that A, you know what, I think it would be a great year no matter what.
Right on, good for you. 22, any meaning behind the number?
Not really. It's pretty random.
Okay. is there a number you'd prefer if you could have a number?
Not really. I kind of picked that number and I stuck to it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry. I wore the number 68 for way more seasons than I had to. I didn't pick it and I was like, I guess this is my number now.
You didn't pick it, Yager or Palfi? No?
No.
Okay. If you're looking for Addison next week, she's a forward on the St. Mary's Academy Flames. All three players play for the St. Mary's Academy Flames, excuse me, who we have in here tonight. Addison's season's going pretty well for you. 8 goals, 7 assists in 24 games.
Yeah, it's going well. I'm just happy that our team is able to pull out some wins, and we're just hoping to trend upwards this weekend and for the rest of the season.
Trend upwards this week in the coach's answer right there. 14 goals, 15 assists, and 76 games so far with the Flames prep team over the last 3 years. I got to ask, though, you only have 4 penalty minutes in your entire career.
Yeah, that's right.
What did you do wrong that you were whistled for two separate penalties? And how does that happen? How do you not take penalties?
Oh,
that's why she has the A.
Well, I get that, but I mean, even a little bit of physical play is okay sometimes, but...
Well, I feel like I am a pretty physical player. It's just I don't like to take penalties. That's just, I don't know, I feel like another add-on to whatever. So I think one was for tripping. That's a bad penalty. I don't like those.
Okay, that's fair.
Oof. The other one, I remember. It was probably for like cross-checking in front of the net. I think that's okay. What it was for.
Going to the dirty area of the ice. I like it. Double-A Bantam Winnipeg Titans was your previous team. You were city champs in 2019. You were named team MVP. How does that feel?
I mean, it feels good right now. That's funny you brought that up. Titans is such a throwback. But it was a great year. It was fun. That team was a good team. So, yeah.
Not that we're going to complain too much. You've already signed to go elsewhere next season. As we were reading, Bowling Green State University. How did you land on Bowling Green as a university to go to?
So I was interested in playing golf competitively in university, and I started playing golf competitively about, this will be my 6th year going into tournaments.
Okay, hold on. Like, you have a list of, like, accolades in golf that's, like, longer than my arms, and you only started 6 years ago competitively?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah. So I had an advisor that helped me out on kind of where to start with that, because I had no idea, you know, how to send the emails, who to send it to, all that. And he thought Bowling Green was a good place for me to start, and it was a good fit for me. And, you know, just I went down to visit last spring, and the coach is, she's so nice, and the team was super nice and welcoming, and the campus is... It's pretty big, but it's a college town, so it seemed like a really good fit for me, so yeah.
Not that we're trying to persuade you in any way. The Falcons do have a women's club hockey team, though. Or is there going to be some crossover there? We're going to see the legacy live on down in with the club team?
I don't know. That would be really cool, but I have a feeling I'm going to be pretty busy.
Probably. I suspect golf will probably take up a little bit of time. Who are you guys playing against? Do you play against everybody, or is it kind of like a conference-style set up?
We're in the MAC division, which is Mid-American Conference, so we're with Eastern Michigan, Northern Illinois University, Ball State, who else?
It sounds like they're all beatable. Doesn't matter.
Kent State as well. State is one of the bigger ones there.
None of those teams scare me.
I was gonna say I'm Bowling Green all the way now. Not that I'm trying to bring her any sort of fame or fortune, but your sister's on the team as well.
Yes, she is.
What's it like playing with your sister on the same team?
You know what? It's awesome. I love it. You know what? I didn't
think.
Hold
on. Before we go on, Reese is the sister, just so everybody. So I will bring her some fame and fortune, but there you go. Reese is on the team. Again, go ahead.
Yeah. I didn't think there were going to be any issues going on. You know, bummer. Our coach was kind of joking, like, hey, I got to separate you two, but. You know what? We've had lots of fun. It's been a great year so far, you know, just being with her more often. And, it's been going great. So it's a lot of fun.
Is there a sibling rivalry between you two? Like, is it like, I got to go last game, you got to try and match that? Or
Not really, but there was one game where she got two, and I'm like, okay, now I got to get one.
I love it. That's the way to stoke the fire a little bit there, for sure. Best part about being a Flame?
The community that we've built together with the coaches and the school and the girls, you know, everyone is there to work hard, whether they want to pursue playing in college or not. Everyone wants to play at the highest level, and there's always that work ethic and that common goal of trying to win some hockey games.
Worst drill that Bummer puts you through.
Oh.
What's the one you hate the most?
I gotta say the back checking drill.
Okay.
It's a skating drill. It's not the greatest drill ever, but hey, it gets us conditioned.
Hardest player to play against in practice for you.
Oh.
And is she in the room right now?
Oh, that's tough. But when I do face-offs against Mia Fazrick,
yeah,
our captain, it's tough to beat her.
So, Addison, what's your? We'll put a lay on the table, lay your cards on the table right now. What's the forecast for the tournament? What are you hoping to see at the end of the 4 days for you?
Well, I'm hoping to see a bunch of wins.
Okay, good. Yeah. You could have said gold medal. We would have accepted that as well.
Gold medal would be really nice. I mean, everyone's trying for that too. So
right.
Yeah. Just that we have a good weekend. We play well, and there's not much I can ask for. As long as we work our hardest and trust the process, that's all we can do.
So that's Addison Cartouche. You can catch her playing forward, wearing number 22 at the Female World Sports School Challenge as well. So we'll move on from her now. Who wants to, from the last, Kiara's going to jump in there and say, I'll take that. Kiara Wilson, welcome to the show. Nice to have you.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. You're going to have to talk into that mic, though. There you go. Now I can't put it up much more, so there you go. Wearing number 21, any meaning behind that number for you?
Well, I was 22.
Before
I came to the Flames, but you know, Addie seemed like a nice girl, and I decided I'd step down on that.
You weren't gonna fight her for it.
Have it. Yeah, my dad wore 21, so I just kind of went with that, and it's grown on me.
All right, okay, 21 is gonna be your number again. You're looking forward. 21 plays forward, 5 goals, 11 assists in 24 games this season. Going pretty well. You consider yourself a playmaker, setup person?
Yeah, I consider myself more of a playmaker.
Yeah?
For sure.
Not going to drive the net too much, no?
I do. I feel
You let Addison go to the front, take the cross-checking penalties? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I think I have a few more penalties than Addison does. But
you do, and we'll talk about that. But that's
it's
okay.
Not about the penalties you take. It's about the ones you get away with.
Right, there you go. Yeah. See, Jay's got it down. 12 goals, 21 assists, and 79 games in 3 seasons. So it sounds like you are a bit of a playmaker. Congratulations.
Thanks.
50 career penalty minutes, though.
Yeah, I don't know. There used to be a time where I did not take many penalties at all. They were few and far between, and my dad one day said to me, you know, you're not aggressive enough. I need you. You know, you haven't taken a penalty all season. You're not... This is your indication. If you don't have a penalty yet, you haven't reached the point to know how aggressive you need to be. So now that I'm on Flames and I've been playing here for a while, things happen. It's a pretty fast, quick-paced game, and I don't do dirty penalties. You won't see me with a lot of trips or cross-checks. I would say they're all just hardworking penalties, things that happen, you know, deep in the corners with a bunch of girls, and
so like
stuff
like
just happens,
like elbows and solid body checks. Is that what you're saying?
I'm pretty physical with my body. I stand my ground.
Okay,
I'll say that
all
much.
Right, well played. No, nothing wrong with that. You were part of the Twins Bantam AA program, part of St. Mary's Academy, where you were named the Twins' hardest working player in 2020. How does that make you feel, knowing that they recognize you not so much for points and recognition, but just you gave it your all out there. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think work ethic is obviously a pretty important quality to have on a team. And 2020 was a pretty shut down year. So we did a lot of online Zoom workouts and stuff when we weren't playing. And I just kind of, that whole year, I was in the mindset of working towards further goals in hockey. And yeah, I think it really paid off, and it's great to be recognized for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic, because, I mean, yeah, like you said, you couldn't get out with teammates a lot, so all the work you were putting in on your own is certainly nice to be recognized for that. We're going to take a bit of a turn here now, because when you're not on the ice, it seems like music plays a huge part in your life.
It does, yeah.
For those that might want to be blown away at this young lady's talents, true or false, in 2018, you were the Winnipeg Blue Bombers' official anthem singer.
Yeah, I was. I shared that role with one other person.
Yeah. Like, how did you land that gig?
I auditioned for it.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I mean, how do you like be like, you know what? I'm going to go out and be the anthem singer all season.
Well, I guess growing up watching a lot of sports, that was something I was always surrounded by, and I thought it'd be really cool to have that opportunity. So, yeah, I went for it.
Was it fun?
It was really fun, yeah. I had a lot of fun. We had, I think, like 2 or 3 season tickets that year.
Oh,
so
nice.
I got to watch a lot of football, and yeah, it was really good. It was a great experience.
Among the many awards you've gathered for being musically inclined, you also play the piano and guitar. Is that correct?
Yep.
Are we talking a musical future at your next step in life?
I definitely want to continue pursuing it. I don't think it'd be something professional per se, but
okay, hold on. Why not? You were already a professional singer. I mean, the anthem singers aren't quite amateurs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get what you're throwing. Yeah, I don't know. I have a lot of interests, so it's hard to juggle.
That's fair.
Juggle.
No. Yeah, no, we're not saying that. We're just asking if that's on the radar. That's all. So, your favorite part of being a St. Mary's Flame?
I think I just got to bring up the girls again. It's really like a family, and that's something that I noticed when I first got on this team was just how different the atmosphere of girls makes your experience playing hockey. So I think that's like really the greatest part to me, what I value the most. Because in the end, you just want to have fun, and that's what's going to happen when you're with such a great group of girls.
Hardest part about being a Flame?
Maybe like if I'm fishing for things, just time commitment, but that's, you know, what you're going to find at a high level of hockey regardless, and that's where we all want to be. It's what we signed up for, so.
What team do you either like or do not like playing? I mean, do not would probably be bulletin board material, so we're not suggesting you put that out there, but what team do you
right
like
ahead of the tournament,
yeah.
Give bulletin board material.
It's always nice when we get to play against a couple closer to home teams because, you know, we know the girls more. It's not only just like points that are at stake, but just like maybe a little bit of our pride when we see those people around the city. So,
I get that,
Yeah, I definitely enjoy those games. The anxiety's high, pressure's on, and, you know, we all really, really dig deep and work really hard for it.
You don't have to answer this because it may give away the answer if you do, which you probably will if you answer it, but... are you doing the anthem prior to the banner game on Friday? Have they asked you?
I haven't really been asked yet. I have in the past.
Right.
I have when I haven't even played on the team. So I'm really not sure. My coach hasn't approached me, so we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what the future holds.
Somewhere Larry is nodding. He's like, all right.
Yeah, Larry's sitting at home right now going, she's doing it. She's going to be singing, so too bad. So again, Kiara Wilson, playing wearing number 21. You can catch her playing forward for the St. Mary's Academy Flames as well. They'll be at the Female World Sports School Challenge, which they are hosting, which leaves us with Quinn Sutherland.
Hello.
Hi, Quinn. How are you?
I'm very good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. You wear number 4. Any meaning behind number 4?
Okay. So I've had number 88 since I was that tall. I'm gesturing to about 4 feet. And there was no 88 jersey available when I joined the team, so I said, why not a multiple of 88? 4. 4 times 22 is 88.
All right.
So.
All right. Everything relates back to Addison's number. That's okay.
Yeah.
So we're all good. you play defense, so a little bit different in terms of how you see the game. What's the biggest adjustment that you find in terms of this level of hockey? Because you came in kind of from a different world from the past couple of seasons, so...
Yeah, it's definitely been a culture shock to go from just showing up to the rink, bring your bag, practicing for an hour, heading home, compared to getting your own dressing room. It's focusing on more specific skills in practice, traveling for your games. It's been amazing. Like, again, the sense of community. Prep hockey as a whole, it's been such an amazing experience for me, and I've got nothing but good things to say about it.
Right on. That's good. 1 goal, 3 assists, 10 penalty minutes in 24 games. We're not going to focus on your penalty minutes, but the one goal we will, Again, before we get to that, though, who would you say you kind of emulate if people are sort of looking at your game? Who's the player you try to be like, if you could put into one package there?
I would say, because me and my dad watch hockey a lot, we always talk about Josh Morrissey.
Okay.
He's always solid been pick. Kind of my favorite defenseman. Yeah, I just love his playing style. He's offensive, defensive. It's the perfect balance, in my opinion. Yeah, so I know I'm more of a defensively oriented player, but when I try to take that risk to hopefully get pucks to the net, I think of him, what would Morrissey do? That kind of thing.
Well, the one puck that you sent towards and that went in was against Rink Hockey Academy on November 17th. What do you recall that goal? Do you remember?
I do.
Okay, what? Give us break down the play for us. Let's go.
I do. I can't recall who passed it to the blue line, but I remember someone passed it from down low, and I had someone in the way. And I thought to myself, just rip it and see what happens. And so I ripped it, and it went above her shoulder, above the goalie shoulder on her glove side, and it hit the mesh.
Right on.
And despite the fact that we were losing, I still thought it was necessary to do a celly.
Well, yeah, first goal of the season for sure.
And needless to say, the coaches did find that quite a bit funny, as did some of the team.
That's going, okay.
Quinn, don't. We are still losing, but
we are going to take nothing away from Sellies on the first goals. That's okay. You're awesome with that. You played for the AA Northeast Predators and were 2018 AA City Champions. What was your time like with the Predators?
The Predators, needless to say, it was pretty amazing. I had first moved to that area when I was in the fourth grade.
Yep.
I grew up with the majority of the girls that I played with. We were a pretty tight unit. Yeah, to keep playing with those girls year after year, there's a sense of closeness that comes with it. I've had some of the best coaches I've ever had on Predators. Overall, it was a great experience. That being on that team, it heavily developed who I am as a player, how I think the game, and how I behave in the dressing room.
So if I follow timeline right, you won in 2018, you won in 2019, Addison, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, did you guys play against each other?
I'm going to guess probably.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
All right, just because I was like, yeah, that's kind of interesting that 2018 and 2019 were back-to-back on that. We're going to take a little bit of a turn here for you, Quinn. I don't know how to approach this other than saying that I guess at some point you're going to become a secret agent, because you went to the FBI National Academy Youth Leadership Program in Quantico, Virginia.
Yes, I did.
really digging deep here.
You were selected as one of two Canadians for the International Program in Leadership. So fill us in. What's it like down at the FBI headquarters?
All right, so this is a bit of a story because it's a long sequence of events. So I first heard about this from my mom, and she told me, "Hey, Quinn, there's this thing that the FBI is hosting. Do you want to go?" With like little to no explanation. And I said, "Yeah, sure." And I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I heard the word FBI and I was like, that sounds amazing. I want to go.
Yeah, yeah.
When I learned more about the process, it was definitely a bit of a daunting challenge, because you had to submit an essay about leadership, attend a panel interview with heads of the chapter. For my chapter, it was the Northwest chapter, so that was Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Minnesota, and I think there's, oh yes, and North Dakota. And so panel interview, an essay. I handed those in. I also had to submit a transcript of my grades, and that was the first stage. And once I was deemed the winner of the first stage for all the kids in Manitoba,
okay,
I had to move on to the second stage, which was a panel interview with actual FBI agents in Fargo against all the winners from North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Saskatchewan.
Okay.
And
not intimidating at all.
Oh, no. Yes. No. I was fidgeting with my hands quite a bit while I was doing it. But I was deemed the winner of that stage, and therefore the representative for the Northwest chapter for the FBI Academy. And so I went. And we went all the way to Quantico, Virginia. At the FBI headquarters, and we took several classes led by actual FBI graduates on leadership, time management, overall just how to be a better person. And and alongside that, we did actual FBI training. So firearms. We got to watch explosive demonstrations with the bomb squad. We did alert and TVOC demonstrations, so driving with actual FBI drivers on racetracks, active shooter drills.
Yeah, like all of this, she's a secret agent. I'm just going to say that.
Do they take people in their late 20s and early 30s?
There are internships.
Jay, you still have a chance. You have a chance.
Yeah, and we got to do this with 60 other kids from across the United States and across the world. So this is people from all over the states, Bulgaria, Japan, Puerto Rico, Mexico.
Did you two know she's leading a double life? Like, did you have any idea that?
I mean, I heard about the camp, but I didn't think it was that like, intense.
This is incredible, Quinn. Keep going. Yeah.
And overall, it was a fantastic experience. The first day we got there, we got all our gear. We got like all these fancy backpacks, these uniforms. And on the first day, our head instructor, Mr. Gardner, said, on the last day, you will be crying because you will miss these people that you've grown with in Holy the past smokes. 2 weeks so much. And my God, he was right. Because I have made some of my best friends there. We FaceTime every week. We still talk, wish each other happy birthday. I have friends in Virginia, Texas. Like I said, Bulgaria. Like, I've made some of my closest friends there. And to experience such crazy, intense challenges, like getting up for PT at 5 in the morning to run a mile or run through sand pits doing army crawls. It was amazing. It was such...
Besides all the safe houses that you just mentioned in Texas and Bulgaria and everything that you have now, I had no idea that it was that much. Like, I thought it was just
hockey practice look right, like a walk in the park.
Like, oh, you want me to do a couple laps? No biggie. Don't worry.
Yeah. Like I said, just, it was a fantastic experience. That'll be something I'll never, ever forget because it was a once in a lifetime thing. It was such a small, age group.
But does it have to be a once in a lifetime? Could you go back to the FBI and be like, yo, I was in your classes. Can you guys hire me now? Like,
Unfortunately, I would have to give up my Canadian citizenship.
Well, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
we have CSIS, we have the RCMP.
Well, yeah. we can work sort around that. Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interests outside of hockey, besides being secret agent, running, swimming, and judo? Are we talking like...
Yes.
Like, is that...
Okay, that only adds to the secret agent thing now. Yeah, like
you're only making this case against you a lot harder now.
Yeah, I've did judo for... a rather long time with Keisatsu Judo Club. It's been a while since I've done it because hockey has kind of consumed a majority of my free time. But I had an orange belt. I trained every Wednesday, Thursday with fantastic instructors. I had so much fun. It helped me with my balance. I made so many good friends there of all ages. We had little kids and people that were 6 feet plus tall, and I'm like, oh, I have to spar against you, oh dear. But yeah,
holy smokes, that's crazy, Quinn. Like, you go from being a secret agent to being a secret agent with a killer like martial art now. So let's get to the actual easy stuff then. What's the easiest part about being a flame?
The easiest part about being a flame.
What's
the
best waking part? Up at 5 a.m.
What's the best part then, and not the easiest part? What's the best part?
For the third time, I'll have to bring up the community. The girls are so amazing. I don't think I've ever felt more welcomed in a hockey environment than I have with the Flames. It was, again, a culture shock. It was amazing. I never felt that sense before. Overall, to walk into that dressing room and seeing that these girls that you go to school with, you play with, it's a sisterhood, honestly. And I'm eternally grateful that I managed to get a spot this year, despite it being my first and last year. I'm so glad I got to experience that for my last year of high school. It's honestly, it's amazing.
Right on.
And I'm so grateful for that.
That's awesome. Obviously, being a defender, a little bit different. Who's the hardest player to play against in practice?
Mia Fazerek's got some dangles. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. like one moment I think I have her, and then the next she put it through my legs, and I'm like, oh, well, that's that.
What's the one thing you had to learn being at this level more than anything? Because obviously jumping from AA to into St. Mary's into prep hockey is a little bit of a jump, but at the same time, though, a little bit of a learning curve. What's the one thing you had to learn to sort of remember when you're on the ice?
Yeah. One thing that I learned about being in prep hockey is that it's okay to be more physical, because I am 5'10", I am tall, and when I push people over, they tend to fall.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I can push people without having to fall over, because most of them can hold their own, and I can be free to be aggressive. And as a defensive player, that's important for me. Like, stay out of the net, please. I like my goalie, and don't touch her.
Right on. So there are the three players that we have in here tonight. Again, Addison Kartusch, LPGA Tour member. We got Kiara Wilson, who's eventually going to be a professional singer and musician, and Quinn Sutherland, who is a secret agent that nobody knows about, making it secret. So that is fantastic. Ladies, excited for the tournament. So let's get your thoughts. Your first time ever playing at it, Quinn. We'll get yours in a second. But Addison, Kiara, what's it like going back to the tournament this year and getting ready for another weekend of hell, so to speak, when you guys play three games in 2 days, and then whatever happens after that?
I mean, it's a pretty exciting tournament, especially knowing kind of what we're getting ourselves into again. I think something that really stands out with this tournament compared to the others that we go to as a team frequently is just the youth that help and volunteer. Like, we have young girls that are out watching our games and eager to fill up water bottles and like grab our sticks and do anything to help us out. And I think it's a really great thing, not only for us, because, you know, they're nice little perks to have them around, but I think it's great because they kind of, I'm sure, see us a little bit as role models, like, because I know how it feels to be that young girl and look up to, like, teams that we play against and like, we are now. And it's just, like, a great thing for, I think, the community to be involved in. So that's something that's really special about this tournament.
That is.
Yeah. Same. Yeah, that's really special to us. Another thing that's also kind of holds something dear to my heart is the banner night. It's our Friday night game. And just where we honor our seniors of the team, so us plus our captain, Mia Fazrick, and just watching all of my friends kind of go on and graduate and have this special night to celebrate us and the years that we've had, especially with this tournament. Another thing exciting is just some of the best teams, Canada, coming to play. It's just a really special weekend to have at home.
Quinn, your first experience, what have you heard about the tournament? What do you know about the tournament?
I have heard that it is a spectacular experience. Bummer's been hyping it up all year. Us and the team are very excited about it. I've heard that we're playing teams that we don't usually play, like Ice and Avros, teams that are close to home. Mm-hmm. I've heard it's a pretty intense one, too. Probably one of the biggest tournaments for women's hockey at this level in Canada. And overall, I've heard it's some pretty intense hockey, and I'm really excited about it.
There are some good teams there all every year, and we can certainly attest to that from seeing them way back when Shattuck St. Mary's used to come here and just dominate, to Edge, who won it a number of years, to Pursuit of Excellence, which is now Rink Hockey Kelowna. Like, they had Stansted had a great year that year. Lloydminster's won it before, and you guys will see Lloydminster. But I mean, St. Mary's has won it as well, so nothing taking anything away from St. Mary's as well in terms of what they've done. But always good teams coming through here. You guys, Quinn, as you said, will see teams you don't see. Your pool is Eastman, Vancouver Island, and Lloydminster. So some good teams there. Definitely some good teams there. But it's interesting to see how many sort of teams that fill out the pool that aren't in the CSSHL. Like, you guys only have Rink Winnipeg and Southern Alberta coming in, or South Alberta, excuse me, coming in. Is it exciting to play those other teams? Do you guys really want to see sort of use that measuring stick to see how you are against some of the other AAA teams out there?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's nice to see the kind of measure we have against the other teams. you know, even compared to our league, see how the other teams in our league do in this tournament. Yeah, it's just really exciting to see how it'll go this week, next weekend.
Anybody else? Don't really care, just want to play?
I think Addy encompassed it pretty well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it always gives us the opportunity to play against teams that, like, maybe wouldn't have been on our radar to even think about. Like, there's teams that are out at this tournament I've never heard of before, and it gives us the opportunity to not only, like, see how they fare in the tournament, but find a way. It kind of, like, gives us the opportunity to, you know, prove the type of team that we are show off how hardworking we are as a team.
Who haven't you heard of then, Kiara? Which team or teams don't you know?
Well, I've read them. Well,
yeah.
Off the top of my head.
But there are none that stand out that you're like, I don't know anything about this team. Nothing. No?
Victoria,
you can say
Island
no.
Pieces.
You can
yeah,
say no. Like you can say, I
yeah,
know
Victoria
everything.
Island Victoria Island is definitely one of them.
Vancouver Island, yeah.
Vancouver
Island. See, we don't know anything about them.
We're sorry.
That's
mystery
fine.
Coming
You're
in.
Fine. Those BC teams are definitely harder to. I mean, they rarely ever come out this far anyway in terms of where they play.
Way out there.
Right. Like. I mean, Thompson Okanagan was here last year. Vancouver Island's been here a couple of times. They didn't do so hot the couple of times they were here. So, I mean, again, take nothing away from them. They play well. It's just that they were in some tough pools. But, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of stuff that way. I mean, again, there are some big teams based upon the My Hockey rankings that come out every week or whatever. Like, the Thunder Bay Queens are ranked number 9. Winnipeg Ice are ranked number 10. So it gives you an idea of where you might be in terms of how, if you've played the ice, for example, where those teams might be. But there's still some pretty good teams that are on there. I mean, again, South Alberta's going to come in here, and you guys have been battling them all year. You guys are a couple points apart in the standings. What are your thoughts on how things are going in the CSSHL then? I mean, again, you're only seeing one team, but how's the season gone for you guys in your league play?
I think whenever it comes to playing teams in our league, they're very close games. We go in as a team, like I can speak for the Flames, that we go into every game hungry to win. And I think we all have no doubt in our mind that every game is up for grabs for sure. So,
I mean, you guys, again, I'm not trying to make light of this in any way, but you guys lost yesterday to Rink Winnipeg, which, again, no big deal. I mean, it happens. But at the end of the day, though, I mean, there's a chance that, again, you could run into one of these, you know, Rink or South Alberta, obviously, in crossover play. Should we be expecting some fireworks there? Like, is there a little bit of rivalry, hatred sort of going on between some of these teams? Not hatred,
well,
but like just...
You want to prove that you're the best from your league at this tournament.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah,
exactly.
A little bit of extra fire in those games.
Like, if you have friends on that team, well, they're not your friends on the ice. That's what it is, exactly. But you know what? If we run into, say, one of those teams from our league, we're just going to... There will be fireworks, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's competitive. And
All right.
You know what? There's always a will to win, so...
For those that are asking, Female World Sports School Challenge takes place January 25th, 28th at the Hockey for All Center in West Winnipeg. $5 to get into a game, $20 for a tournament pass. So if you're coming down, make sure that you get the tournament pass because that's the better investment, obviously. Do that. That's smart. Friday night's game, though, and here's the big thing. Friday night's game, if you're coming down, bring a kid with you. If you attend if your kid attends the game in a jersey, they get in for free. If you're with the kid, you get in for free. So there you go. It's basically two for none, which is awesome.
Exactly.
Kind of nice to see that. Always a big crowd of that game. Do you guys like playing in front of the big crowds?
Of course.
Yeah.
Always.
Absolutely.
Do you get a little more pumped for when you're like, you can hear the crowd from the room?
100%. I get so, so excited when crowds come out. Like, to hear the crowd roar whenever someone makes a fantastic play, it only spikes your mojo, and it just makes the game so much more exciting. It's the fan base that really makes the game come alive.
There you go, folks. See, come on Friday then, for sure. Is there any sort of, and again, I know it's Saturday's tough because you play two in a row. Is there any sort of negative on that? Like, do you guys like the two on the same day, or would you like to just go, sort of go, you know what? No, like, give us one per day. This is ridiculous. I mean, I know the time frame it requires it, but I mean, if they had, if there, say there was an extra, a chance to add on an extra day, would you prefer the extra rest?
Well, at the end of the day, everyone's kind of in the same boat.
Like, right.
Everybody has the same legs after playing a game and going out there again. So,
Right, but the bumps and bruises might be different, though.
Yeah, that's for sure. Just a bit. I mean, if we had to, I'm sure it would be nice to have an extra day, but that's just reality for us with all these teams coming in. So, just kind of roll with the punches. It's just something we deal with.
All right, that's fair. Anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, we've done it before, like even at the Mandy Schwartz tournament. I think we played five games in 3 days. So
right.
I think we're ready for it. We're trained, so we can do it.
Quinn, are you?
I just know I'm excited.
Oh, I was going to say, are you a fan of the two-a-days? Or
you won't even notice. You're buzzing so much.
Yeah, she's already way ahead of that point, so she's good.
Yeah, honestly, the two games a day, honestly, I like it because hockey, it's become so much of a keystone in my life that if I do get to play two games a day, it just means I'm warmed up for the next one. Like,
okay. So then you should be like just raring to go when the banner game comes around Friday night then. That's awesome.
I'm excited.
Again, looking at sort of bigger picture, I mean, obviously a lot of volunteers, a lot of people that takes to put this on, and we always try and make sure that we thank the volunteers because I mean it's insanely important because without them this wouldn't be anything. But I mean, a lot of stuff that you guys mentioned the kids behind the scenes filling up water bottles, bringing you guys, you know, the snacks after the game and stuff like that or whatever. I mean, a lot of it kind of happens behind the scenes, but I mean, we know parents are involved, we know teachers are involved, we know, you know, staff members at St. Mary's are involved. Honestly, I mean, chance for you guys to really sort of say thanks if you want to do that right now.
Thank you to all of our parents. I know they're really busy. And Kathy Bumstead, especially. She's done a lot for this team behind the scenes. And if she's listening, it doesn't go unrecognized. And same with our coach Bummer, Rob Friesen, Terry Patrick. Just thank you so much to them. They've made a difference in this tournament. And just know that we love it so much.
Right on.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you brought it up because I think a lot of those things get unnoticed. Like, Kathy is really, like, an unsung hero on this team. She does so much behind the scenes, like, more than I'm sure we even know about. So she's just such a big instrumental piece, especially with this tournament. So, for sure, like, I'm really glad we have the opportunity to thank Kathy and Bummer and all of our coaches and the parents and all those little kids that are going to run around. I'm so excited to see them.
Quinn, you want to throw some thanks in there?
Yeah, I'm eternally grateful to the coaching staff, Kathy, the volunteers, the parents, all of the above, because they're giving us the opportunity to host this tournament, to play our hearts out, and without them, this would not be possible. So to all those listening that will be helping us out with the school sport tournament, thank you so much. It's honestly, it means the world.
The other big thing that we always try and do, and we certainly make a bigger effort on the radio for sure doing it, is we try to say thanks to all the sponsors as well. We know the sponsors play a big role as well in terms of making sure that, for example, you guys got, you know, snacks after the game and stuff like that or whatever. Those sponsors not only are, you know, giving free stuff to you guys, but obviously pouring in a bunch of money and stuff as well to help this go off. So a lot of advertisements you'll hear during the intermissions will be for our sponsors for this tournament. You'll hear that live on the UMFM second stream when we have everything going on the internet stream. So it's available across Canada to be able to hear it anywhere across Canada at any time, which will be fun. So if your team is playing from not in the Winnipeg region, you can still hear your team play. Yay, which is fun. We'll be on the PCL arena rink. So we're on the big rink for the entire time. We do get you guys for at least two of the games, I believe, in terms of where you guys are playing, including the banner game, which we're going to have a blast with. I think it's going to be fun.
It's warmer than it was last year.
Well, again, it's supposed to warm up next week. So if it's not minus 3,000 in that rink again, where we're bundled up to looking like, Randy off Christmas Story, we'll be okay. But at the end of the day, I mean, again, this is always such a great tournament for us and such a pleasure for us to call because you guys just put on a heck of a show. Last year, Calgary Fire won, obviously beating South Alberta. South Alberta will be back trying upgrade their medal, I guess, in terms of what's going on. Lloydminster won it a few years ago, so you guys will get to play one of the defending or at least one of the champions that from the last few years anyway in the first game. But I mean, looking at this overall tournament, I mean, again, 16 fantastic teams that are coming in here, and I know you and I are super excited to get into this. And I mean, Brian Svensson's going to come and call. Brian from the Pity Party is going to come and call a few of the games. Jenna Thompson's going to come back. Former St. Mary's Academy Flames going to come back and call a few games with us as well. So we're going to have her out and have her doing a few of the games as well. But again, we want to say thanks because you guys make it so much fun for us. So go out there and light it up and have some fun out there.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're not done yet, though. We just wanted to say thanks for the hockey. So don't think you're done yet. Want to ask you guys, because, I mean, obviously, you know, moving into the next sort of stage of life, university, everything like that, you're playing golf, obviously, Addison, so hockey's not really in there. I don't know what's going to go on with you, Kiara, although it sounds like you're going to be coming to a university to maybe do something awesome, which music, maybe it's music, maybe it's not, who knows. Maybe there's hockey involved, who knows. Quinn, you've got, I mean, options available to you as well, so that's going to be awesome. I don't know where you guys are planning on going next year, and I'm not trying to influence you in any way. But the next step after that, though, have you guys been watching PWHL action?
Yes, I have.
Do you, and I know this is a common complaint amongst university students and university hockey players, would you like the same physical rules in your in your league? Because the physicality in that is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I would say... Yes, something similar happens to that in our league still. The one biggest thing is that there need to be changes to the way that we learn how to hit.
Sure, yeah.
Like boys learn how to hit earlier on. That's just something we would have
well,
to do.
But I mean, that's the thing though. It's not really body checking as much as it's more body contact.
Yeah.
Like they said, you're not going to see the big open ice, although there have been a big open ice hits, but you're not going to see too many open ice hits and stuff like that or whatever, but would you like to see the ability to have more contact? Again, that cross check in front of the net may not get called now, for example, Addison.
I would like that.
Get the four pims down to two.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious where I stand. Most of my penalties are more just physical battles for possession. So I definitely would like to see it. And I think across the board, most girls that play at our level would say the same thing. They would agree with us. And the refs do give us some leeway because at the end of the day, we're not contact league, but we are physical in the way that we play.
Flow of the game matters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quinn for defender.
Well, needless to say, as someone who is on the taller side, I would enjoy a little bit more leeway when I am aggressive in front of the net or in the corners.
Okay.
Because that, as a defenseman, is my domain. So I would enjoy a little bit more freedom to be aggressive and move as many people as I need to get my hands on the puck and hopefully to get it out.
I didn't check stats, although I can check them right now if you really want me to.
I was going to say, don't worry. Growing up, I was a foot taller and about 50 pounds heavier than every kid I played hockey with, so I totally feel you on it.
Exactly.
Give me a little bit more leeway. I'm not trying to run people over. It's just physics.
Yeah.
So Mia and Reese are the only two to speak of. Reese, your sister, Addison, are the only two to speak of so far with the shorthanded goals this season. Would you like to see the jailbreak in your league?
Yes.
That was a quick answer.
Addison's like, absolutely, 100%. I don't even want to discuss it.
Yes.
See, I'm a little more hesitant. I feel like maybe I need to see a few more games or see maybe a whole season of the women's league. But I don't know yet. I feel I'm more set in my tradition of things. So
okay.
Maybe it's just the change, not so much.
The only reward for the shorthanded goal is the goal. Then no additional reward for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you get the goal, and the person in the penalty box gets a 2-minute break. Who loses here?
Well, nobody. But again, if you get the goal and the person gets out early from that break, just asking. I mean, it seems like it's okay. Tradition. I don't have a problem with you being a traditionalist in hockey. That's okay, Kiara. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Don't worry. Quinn, you want to see any changes that way?
honestly, I'm a little unsure. I haven't thought too much about it.
Okay, that's fair. We're going to give you guys the keys to the castle when it comes to if you were expanding that league, where would you go next? Winnipeg's a valid answer as well.
Yeah, Van Harmon said Chicago.
Yeah. Winnipeg's pretty chilly.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we get a lot of fans in Winnipeg.
I believe we would too. Yeah.
Considering the Jets fan base, imagine what a Winnipeg team for
You would think it could do well here. I wouldn't deny that.
We are sometimes called the most annoying fans in the NHL.
Okay. The last time we had a team here was way back in the original National Women's Hockey League, which was way back before the CWHL. The Manitoba Maple Leafs played here, so it's been a while. It's been a long while. Like we're talking like 2 decades. So
the perfect time.
We had Savannah Harmon on here a couple weeks ago. She said Chicago would be a good place because she's from there. So that kind of helped. Chicago and where was the second place we said? She said?
I think she said like maybe it was me, but like a team in New York that's actually in New York.
Well, that helped.
Not in
yeah,
Connecticut.
That helps too. But Pittsburgh. It was Pittsburgh. Chicago and Pittsburgh where she said. So but she's American, so that's okay on that in terms of where she wanted it. Is there any player that you currently alive or not, any player you want to meet? Male or female. Doesn't have to be like female hockey. You can be anybody.
I got one.
Yeah, go ahead, Quinn.
Bobby Orr.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember whenever I scored when I was little, my great-grandpa would always go, "You did it just like Bobby Orr." And I watched some of his goals on YouTube and I go, "Wow, I just want to know what went through his head when he was scoring said goals."
Is that part of the number 4?
That is also okay. Part of the number 4.
Didn't want to assume, but
yeah, it was a choice between 4 and 5, and I said, "Well, 4 has more pros than 4, cons for me." So,
4 is a pretty famous number. I'll say that. Yeah, Kiara Addison.
I'll say 2 because I don't think I could part with just saying 1.
Okay.
Sarah Nurse.
Okay, fair.
Oh yeah,
I think she'd just be an interesting person as well, like not just like as a hockey player. And Hillary Knight. I watched a lot of reruns from the Olympics during COVID, and I just really loved the way that she played. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'd really love to meet her.
That's fair. Addison?
Yeah. It's between 2 for me. Hillary Knight, of course. And I've met her before. She's the same number as me, not by coincidence, but Haley Wickenheiser.
Okay.
She's been such a trailblazer. I've read her book. Her mentality was just crazy when it came to training. So just a nice conversation with her would be really cool.
Though the two pioneers of that era in terms of Haley and Hillary, so that's okay. When you were younger, been to the Sammy Joe Small camp?
Yes.
Yep.
I haven't.
Kiara's the lone,
the odd one out.
The lone wolf over there. What'd you think of the camp?
Well, I was pretty little when I was there, but from what I can remember, it was so fun.
Yeah,
like we even got to try sledge hockey.
Right.
She brought her medals from the Olympics. It was so awesome.
I mean, she has all those great people with her as well. Quinn,
It's a very faint memory, given that I was 5 feet tall at the time. But getting to meet
you make it sound like 5 feet tall was like your 6 year old height.
Because I was very short until I like shot
right, but you're
up 5'10
now,
grade.
So okay, keep going.
That experience being so little and not knowing what hockey had in store for me, and to see those female role models
right.
so young. I remember after going to that Sammy Joe Small camp, I was like, I'm going to be an Olympian. I had such big dreams.
Lit the fire.
Like, I had such big dreams when I saw how far these women could go. I was so inspired. I remember getting my water bottle signed. It's long washed off by now.
Sure, yeah.
It's awful Sharpie and even worse quality water bottle. But so much opened up for me. I realized if I worked hard, how far I could go. And I remember at that age, I said to myself, well, I think the first step is playing for the St. Mary's Prep hockey team. And I never thought I'd get here. But now I'm wearing number 4 and I'm...
You're there. I'm there. You're one of them.
Yeah.
Tough question for you guys, because, I mean, this is sort of the way we wind down every sort of interview, but we'll give each of you a shot at this. If you could take all the knowledge you have now, everything you've learned and done and experienced in terms of where you are in hockey, and go back and talk to yourself at the start of grade 9, and you're just getting into the next level of school, what advice would you give yourselves?
Okay, I guess I'll go first. Maybe to not be so worked up about the way things shake out game to game, and to just really enjoy the experience, because it goes by so fast, especially when you're enjoying something so much. 'Cause these are probably the best, like, 3 years of playing hockey. My dad told me before I even, like, stepped out for the first game on this team that my high school years of playing hockey were going to be the best ever that I've ever experienced, and it's not going to get any better than this. So it really went by fast, and I'd probably just tell my younger self to savor it more and not be so caught up in the actual outcome.
Are you normally hard on yourself then, Kiara?
I'd say so, yeah.
Just have fun out there. Go and have a good time. Anybody else? Addison, Quinn, what advice would you give yourselves?
So I would tell myself, same as Kiara, stop being so hard on yourself. Trust the process more. The outcome will come, but don't pay attention to the outcome as much as you did. And time flies by way too fast, so enjoy the moment. You never know what's going to happen. Like, I didn't know this is going to be my last year playing hockey, so just take it all in and play like every game is your last game.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel, before you go on, Quinn, do you feel like you soaked it up enough, though? Do you feel like you were like, man, if I could go back and do one thing over, is there a moment like that?
Not really.
Okay, good, because we don't want to hear regrets too much, so I'm glad things went well.
A gold medal at the female.
Well, that's still to come. She can't go, she can only make that happen in the future now, so that's still possible. Quinn?
One thing I would definitely tell myself is that it's okay to make mistakes. I am a bit of an uptight player. And all I would tell myself is just to relax. There's one thing my dad always says, and it always gets me going every single time he says it, it's that hard work fixes mistakes. And even if the circumstance arises that I do mess up, I will always be able to work hard to prove myself and to prove to myself and others that I am good enough to be here and that I can fix this. And another thing I would tell myself is probably to just have fun and not care what other people think of your play, because if you're doing your best, there's not much else you can do.
That is good advice, because, yeah, sometimes, I mean, your best is all you can do at that point. So that's good advice. Before we go, because we got about a minute and a half left here, I'm going to make it very easy on you. 300 minutes of hockey, where do you guys finish this next weekend in terms of how everything goes? 300 minutes will get you to the gold medal. If you work hard for 300 minutes, that's 5 games, it'll get you a gold medal. Where do you guys finish up then?
I think we can do it all the way.
Yeah, okay, Addison's in for gold.
Yeah, I'm go big or go home.
All right.
Leave it all out there.
Quinn?
Absolutely. We're the Flames. I know this is corny, but we're going to burn bright.
So. Right on. There you go. We're going to take you out with Higher Again, done by Nick Hansen, and Baker Matt, as we get ready to see you guys fly a little higher on the ice next week. Want to wish you guys good luck, obviously. Mm-hmm. Want to thank you for coming in tonight, as it's always a blast to have a chat with everybody from St. Mary's. So, congratulations, good luck next week, and we'll see you out on the ice.
Thank you for having us. That was fun.
That, folks, right here for another week. Stay tuned for Free Range Radio with Skippy here on 101.5 UMFM.
All right, now, boys, how about a little dinner music?
Nowadays, people tend to look over the real art of DJing.
You are tuned in to CJUM FM. Here we are, 101.5.